with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A cyber expert says today's global outage will take time to fully repair. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Down Detector, which tracks user-reported disruptions to the internet, recorded that many services across the world have been affected by the outage, although the disruption appeared piecemeal and was apparently related to whether the companies use Microsoft cloud-based services. Cyber expert James Bohr told the AP real harm would be caused by the outage because systems we've come to rely on at critical times are not going to be available.
We've got all of these critical systems. We've got obviously hospitals, airlines, banks. I've heard that there's emergency services involved.
I'm Charles de Ledesma, London.
U.S. journalist Ervin Gershkovich has been found guilty of espionage by a Russian court and sentenced to 16 years in prison.
That's important to keep in mind. It was held behind closed doors, so that means the media weren't allowed in during the proceedings. Friends and family of Mr. Gershkovich wouldn't have been allowed in. Diplomats, foreign diplomats weren't allowed in. We were allowed in a group of journalists for the verdict. We went into the courtroom and Ervin Gershkovich was standing there in the metal and glass cage, which is known as the aquarium in Russian courts. In came the judge, read the verdict, guilty. He was sentenced to 16 years in a high security penal colony.
BBC correspondent Steve Rosenberg reporting from outside the courthouse in Yekaterinburg, Russia. Louisiana's agreed to delay implementing a requirement that the Ten Commandments be placed in all of the state's public school classrooms until at least November. An agreement was approved by a federal judge on Friday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 377 points. This is SRN News. Joe Biden wants to change the Supreme Court.
The president would like to make a number of adjustments to the way in which the justices operate, foremost amongst them, term limits. But critics point out that this sudden desire for so-called, quote, reform of the court has only taken hold in Democratic minds since the court became more conservative, and specifically after it overturned Roe versus Wade. Democrats had no desire to change the court when it was delivering liberal verdicts. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has refused to lift a judge's order temporarily blocking the Biden administration's new Title IX rule designed to promote transgenderism in schools. A panel of judges from the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is keeping in place a preliminary injunction issued last month by a federal district judge in Kentucky. That order blocked the new rule in six states: Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed lower, extending a slump that left Wall Street with its worst week since April. But the S&P 500 fell 0.7%, its third straight drop since setting a record high on Tuesday. The Dow sank 0.9%, and the NASDAQ Composite lost 0.8%. The losses came as businesses around the world scrambled to contain the effects of a disruptive technology outage. Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike sank after saying the issue lay in a faulty update. The Dow was down 377 points to finish at 40,287. The NASDAQ lost 144 to 7,726. The S&P 500 dropped 39 points to 5,505. New York oil fell $2.69 to $80.13 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.